How wise am I? How wise am I? Do I really think that I'm a wise person? Do I really think that I'm a brilliant person? Do I really think that I'm a wonderful person? How wise am I? How do I think of myself? How do I think of my world, my life? How do I think of the things that go on in my experiences? How wise am I? Well, I have the opportunity to be exceedingly wise if I want to. And I have the opportunity to be exceedingly unwise if I want to. What is it that makes for wisdom? Wisdom is when we think. Wisdom is when we meditate. Wisdom is when we listen within ourselves to the divine within ourselves. And as we listen to the divine within ourselves, we hear all of the beauty, all of the goodness, all of the magic, all of the wonder that we are. But if we don't listen to that magic within ourselves, we don't hear it. If we don't listen to that magic within ourselves, we don't know what's going on. We don't know what interesting things are happening in our world. We have no idea because we're not listening to the divine within. A wise person does not necessarily stop and think before he acts. A wise person does not necessarily stop and take a long time to consider whatever he's doing. A wise person knows that he knows that he knows what he is doing is the right thing to do. And because he knows that he knows that he knows what is the right thing to do, he does the right thing at all times. And when he does the right thing at all times, he becomes confident in that. The wise person can be wise overnight. He can learn to listen to his divinity right away, right from the very beginning. He can learn to do that, train himself to do that. And many little children do that. They listen within themselves and they hear what is the right thing to do and they do it. You say, oh, I don't know many little children who do that. I don't know many little children who listen within and act upon their inner wisdom. Well, I would say the majority of the little children know exactly what is the right thing to do. Intuitively, they know wisely what is the right thing to do at all times, under all circumstances. It's not that they have to be mature, or they have to have lived a while to learn these things, but intuitively they know. We all know everything intuitively. And if we would listen to our intuitiveness, we would be listening to our wiseness. But we don't believe that. We don't believe that. We try to run away and talk to other people who are wise. We try to read books and find out wisdom. But who is it who wrote the books? How did they become wise? How did they become intuitive? How did they become a person who understood what was going on? How did they do that? Well, they did that by listening within. They listened to their inner self, their intuitive self, knowing what to do. We all too often fluff off our intuitive self as something that's unstable. But in truth, our intuitive self is our real self. This is the self about us that knows exactly what is the right thing to do, that knows exactly what is the thing that is going to make them the happiest in the world, that is exactly the right thing that's going to do whatever they want to do. They don't doubt. Now, little children learn to doubt when parents tell them, think before you act. Don't jump into this there. Don't be so spontaneous. Don't be so intuitive. They never say don't be intuitive, because the moment they say the word intuitive, they're saying wisdom within, the divine within, wise within. How wise am I? Have I learned to listen within, and have I remembered to listen within? All the years of my life, have I remembered to listen within? Have I remembered to do that? If I remember to do that, then I am truly wise. I am truly beautiful. I'm truly fantastic. I'm truly glorious. If I remember to do that, then I am the one that is doing everything in the perfect divine way. But it's up to me. It's up to me to know what is the perfect divine way. It's up to me to know what is the wise way. I don't ask my neighbor. I don't ask my friends. I don't ask anyone else. I only listen within. I only listen to the divine within me. I only listen to my inner self, my intuitive self. Now, every day I can say to myself, I listen to my intuitive self. I listen to my intuitive self. I listen to the wise within me. I listen to the divine within me. I listen to all that is beautiful and good. I am that I am. I am wise. I am beautiful. I am fantastic. I am glorious. I am wonderful. And as I say that and say that and say that and say that, the wisdom within me takes charge. The wisdom within me is all that I respond to. The wisdom within me is all that I know. How wise am I? Only as wise as I will allow myself to be. If I feel I have to search outwardly for wisdom, if I feel that I must get experience to be wise, then I am not listening to my intuitive self. I'm not listening to the divine within me and hearing what it has to say. I am listening outwardly. And as I listen outwardly, I get myself into all sorts of unhappy experiences. Now, what do I want to do? How do I want to be? What feelings do I want to have? Where am I? Who am I? Do I listen within at all times? If I do, I am very wise. If I know what my feeling tells me is the right thing to do and do it, I'm pretty wise. But when I listen to my intuitive self, then I am very wise. When I listen to what my inner self knows, then it is. You see, sometimes we listen to our feelings, and our feelings come from all sorts of places, not necessarily the divine within. Our feelings come from all sorts of attitudes we have about life, attitudes we have about the world, attitudes we have about ourselves and other people. But our intuitive self never fails us. Our intuitive self is right there on top of the list. Our intuitive self says, hey, this is the answer. You want it? Hey, this is what you were thinking about. Do you want it? Hey, this is how you go about doing it. Do you want it? And as we listen to our intuitive self, as we listen to the divine within ourselves, we are always doing the right thing. Yes, we are always doing the right thing. And you are ready to do the right thing right now. You are ready to live the right way right now. You are ready to be your divine self right now by intuitively listening within, by intuitively knowing within, by intuitively believing what your inner self tells you and following that in everything you do. And then when you ask, how wise am I? I am as wise as can be, because I am always alert to what my intuitive self says, and I respond to it, I reflect it in all that I do, and I feel so great, so wonderful, so beautiful, so fantastic, because that's who I am, and that's all I am. That's all I know, and that's all that matters to me. Follow me in this wonderful path, and you too will follow your intuitive awareness, and you will be the wise as wise can be. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.